Hey everyone, I'm Blair O'Neill with the Golf Channel, and you're listening to Southern Fairways Radio, hosted by Randy Bergen. Now, let's have some fun with Southern Fairways Radio.
Here's Tua, stepping back, loads up, looks long, throws, end zone, touchdown! Alabama, Devontae Smith, touchdown, Alabama, and the Crimson Tide has once again ascended to the top of the college football mountain, their fifth national championship in 9 years, their 17th overall.
45, there goes Davis!
Oh my God!
Davis is going to run it all the way back! Auburn's going to win the football game! He ran it back 109 yards! Holy cow! Oh my God! Auburn wins! Auburn has won the Iron Bowl!
Seen anything like that?
Good Saturday morning, and welcome to a special Christmas edition of Southern Fairway Sports Radio Show, as we are broadcasting live from our Strixon studios located right here in South Alabama, more specifically on the back veranda of Quail Creek Golf Club in beautiful Fairhope, Alabama. And today's show, as always, presented by McConnell Automotive, where there are no shenanigans and hassle-free buying at McConnell Automotive. They're located just east of I-65 on Dolphin Street in Mobile. Or you can check them out online at McConnellAutomotive.com. Glad to have you here with us. I am Randy Bergen, my friends, and cast of characters hanging out with us. We'll start with the one to my immediate right is none other than Sweet Swing and Bobby Hall. Bobby, as always, brother, good to have you on the show this morning, and great playing yesterday.
Great playing. Oh, boy. Thank you, Randy, for those nice compliments. Boy, it's beautiful out here today. Everybody get outside. Before you get in front of that TV set, I know it's going to be a long day inside TV, but it's beautiful outside, so maybe grab that TV and run that cable out in the back porch.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, but anyway, thanks for being here at Quail Creek.
Well, look, we're going to have a lot of fun today, a lot of football to talk about. We're going to do that, but before we do, got to introduce our next guest, and it is by contract that we have to have this fella do it.
I'm happy to introduce the next guest. Hi, this is Casey Kasem, and we're counting down America's Top 40. Coming in at number one this week is the young man from Moss Point, Mississippi, Hall of Famer Coach Barry Gibson, and Vehicle.
Hey, well, I'm the friendly stranger in the lights.
Gee, we always got to do that, man.
It never gets old.
It never gets old.
People going to start thinking that's the only song I can sing.
It's the only one we have of you.
I need to send you some more. Thank you, Randy. I appreciate that, man.
Oh, it's good stuff.
I get to sing a lot. And, as a matter of fact, this time of year is my favorite. I'm singing tomorrow, as a matter of fact, at church, a special Mary Did You Know, beautiful Christmas song. I'll be singing that tomorrow. So, yeah, man, this time of year is great music. Love it.
It really is. Now, what church will you be at tomorrow?
And my brother is the pastor of Community of Christ over in Mobile, right off of Azalea Road. And so that's where we will be, and he's asked me to do that song tomorrow during the service. So we won't be doing Vehicle in the church.
No, you won't.
But no, man, I am so glad to be here. And, man, Bobby's right. This is such a beautiful day. This is my favorite place to do the radio show. I know you go different spots and, you know, all over the place. But when you come here to Quail Creek, this is my favorite, man. The veranda is beautiful. Plus, it's only 5 minutes from my house.
So. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. A lot to get into. We're going to be talking with Mitch McConnell at the bottom of the hour. Of course, he's got his thumb on the pulse of Alabama football. And I got to tell you, last night, if you watched that game and you're an Alabama fan, well, Bobby, you got my text, and a lot of other guys got my text. I kind of gave up on them. I'm going to be honest with you. 17-0, I'm like, man, here we go again. And I got to say, I got to eat those words.
Well, you got to have faith in that coaching staff that they're learning, and they're, as Barry well knows, they're simulating a plan. Well, let's switch to this, switch to this, and damn if it didn't work, and they just made a great comeback, and it was very exciting. Sorry for the folks at Oklahoma, but
you know what?
The last game with Oklahoma, they should have won. We had those turnovers, and so
three turnovers.
Felt very, I felt pretty good that Alabama would pull that out, and they did.
You know what they're calling Oklahoma right now, right?
What's that?
Choklahoma. Choklahoma.
You know what they call a pretty girl at Oklahoma?
What's that? A sister?
A guest.
Wow. Wow. And the jokes just keep right on coming.
I mean to tell you,
oh, my goodness. You get a little wind under your belt, and all of a sudden, you become a comedian.
I got to tell you, that environment last night was for Alabama, and I've played in those kind of venues back in the day when it was just so loud and just so much electricity going on with the Oklahoma fans. For Alabama to go into that kind of environment and to get down that early, 17-0, and to fight back through all that, hats off to them, guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, golly, that's tough to do.
You really got to give your hats off. You got to give hats off to Womack, too, defense coordinator. Mm-hmm. He made some adjustments and stopped that okay offense. And again, the offense for Alabama, what can you say? I mean, the guys came out. They played ball.
They did.
Very proud of them. Now you got to enjoy it. But now you got to get ready for Indiana.
That's going to be a
number
game.
One. That's going to be a good game. You got a lot of good games going on today, and we're going to talk about those coming up in just a few moments. If you've got a question or a comment, you're more than welcome to jump in at 251-343-0106. That's 251-343-0106. As we always say, this is the fastest hour in radio, so buckle up and get ready. Just hold on. Because you never know what's going to come out of Barry Gibson's mouth. For sure. Hey, I got to throw a shout-out real quick. I was over at Boomstock Kitchen on Wednesday, and one of the guys that that listened to us all the time, Brian Wright, was there. And, Brian, I just want to tell you the compliments that you gave to both shows. Thank you very much. And he played golf at Alabama, number one at Alabama. And just a great guy. And we certainly appreciate him. And those of you that tune in loyally, we appreciate it so very much. So,
yeah. Brian played at Skyline Country Club when I was head pro over there, now Heron Lakes, and watched him grow up over there. He tutored under Bobby Stowe, and who was a great teacher. And then went on to play at Alabama. Now his son's playing for Bayside. Coach over at Bayside. Yep. So, yeah, great background in golf. And thank you, Brian, for listening, and roll tide.
Bobby, I got to tell you, you're decked out in your gold and black. You look like you're a Southern Miss cheerleader. I don't know.
Oh,
I thought you were a Southern Miss cheerleader,
right,
weren't you?
I was.
All-American.
He looks
that's
good.
Right. I'm in my French khakis.
Okay.
They're French khakis.
Okay. They look good. They look good.
Yeah, I know you want a pair all over you.
Yeah, looks like diarrhea denim.
Wow. Thanks a lot. Okay. Well, we're off the air
all right.
now.
All right, Barry.
No, I like them.
So,
they look good.
What do you think about your new coach at Southern Miss?
I'm pleased. Blake Anderson, who was the offensive coordinator there this year. Blake's been at Southern Miss before. He was there under Bauer, and so he knows the school. He knows the environment. He knows these kids. And I was talking to Bobby earlier before we came on the air, Randy. It'd be interesting to see how many of those kids follow Huff to Memphis like they did from Marshall to Southern Miss. Hopefully with Blake there, they'll stay. You know, the ones that really start, the starters will stay. I think he's going to do a great job. He's a Southern Miss guy. Because he's been there before, so I thought it was a great selection. And, yeah, I think he'll do a fine job.
Now, y'all been doing some renovations there at The Rock, correct?
Always. You can't park anywhere. There's always something being built around there.
It's tough to park on campus. We're just out of space over there.
Yeah.
I think with the track facility and the girls' softballs across the street, across the highway. But, you know, it's a great little school. We have a lot of pride at Southern Miss, and you know, basketball is around the corner. Ladner's doing a great job. Of course, baseball
is your thing, man.
So, a lot of heritage there at Southern Miss. Very proud of it, and hopefully Blake will keep things moving in the right direction.
Yep.
And the reports I get from some of my friends that still are in Hattiesburg, they're very happy with the hire.
Good. Well, that you know, and I know it's got to be kind of tough now with NIL and the transfer portal and all that. It's got to be tough to keep good players there at Southern Miss.
Well, one thing that helps, we know, is the girl-to-guy ratio at Southern Miss is 5-1. So that helps. They told me that when they recruited me. That just signed the deal. That sealed the deal. They said, Barry, that's 5-1. If you can't get a day here on this campus, something's wrong with you, boy. So forget the transfer portal. As long as we got that going, we got it going.
And I don't know where to go after that, other than I guess tomorrow's your 25th anniversary.
That's exactly right. So let me just say a happy anniversary to my lovely, lovely wife, Robin. She deserves a medal for putting up with me for 25 years.
No,
our silver anniversary. She is the love of my life. And, yeah, I've got to leave here from the show and go get a gift, a present.
I bought a new car.
That's something. Oh, my gosh. That's right.
Well, I'll tell you, it is she is lovely.
I didn't make a video to give her. Now, you saw it.
I did see that. Really, really good.
Yeah, pictures of us through all the years. And I put it to the song by Kenny Rogers, Bobby, Through the Years by Kenny Rogers.
Yep.
That's the song that's playing with pictures of she and I over the years. So, and I'm going to surprise her with that tomorrow.
And Bobby, Robin does really love Barry, although he's had knee surgery. He now has hand surgery.
I know.
She doesn't beat him up, not at all. All right, hey, let's take a time out. We'll come back. You ready to break down some football? We're going to do that right here on Southern Fairways. Welcome back to Southern Fairways. Randy Berg along with Coach Barry Gibson and Sweet Swingin' Bobby Halls. We're broadcasting live from Fairhope, Alabama, right here at Quail Creek. If you have an opportunity, get out here and play a little golf with our buddies here at Quail Creek. They're working on the greens. They're going to be renovating, and Bobby can get more specific about that in just a few moments. But they've already finished one side. They're going to be doing another side, and the greens are really in pretty doggone good shape. So if you can't get out here and play, set up a tee time with our friends here at Quail Creek. All right, let's talk a little football. All right, Barry, we have got coming up at 11 o'clock on ABC and ESPN. You'll see number 7, Texas A&M, taking on number 10, Miami. Now, Bobby, you had made the comment. A little questionable about Miami. Their big win, obviously, was Notre Dame. Okay. They did beat SMU.
They lost to SMU.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But they did beat Notre Dame, and that kicked Notre Dame from being in the playoffs. What's your thought right now? I mean, you like Texas A&M in this?
I like Texas A&M all the way. Just can't pull for Miami, and I don't think they deserve to be there. I know they beat Notre Dame, but they're they're second in their conference, and they – lost to SMU, and SMU just doesn't have a very good record. And so that just tells me they're not playing through the season to their expectations. So
you have got a very big Miami fan here. I talked with him yesterday. He was wearing his Miami shirt and hat, and that's Big Charlie.
Charlie.
Of course, Charlie played at Miami back in the 60s, linebacker. And he was bragging on them yesterday when I talked to him. So
you got to brag on your team.
Absolutely.
But I just – going to be pulling for A&M. Sorry, Charlie.
Barry, what's your thoughts?
I tell you what, I got to go with Bobby on this. I think Miami is a completely different-looking team now than they were at first of the year. I think Carson Beck, instead of getting better, I think he's gotten a little worse. You know, he's throwing a lot of interceptions. And I know they've got a great playmaker in number 10, and they'll try to get the ball to him, that freshman, a wide receiver. But I think – at A&M in that environment and that defensive, that front seven for A&M, those cats can run. They're aggressive. They'll run you down. So they've got speed to match speed. So I'm with Bobby. I think A&M wins this, particularly at home. They're really hard to beat at home.
And you talk about that 12th man. And, of course, Bobby, you've got some friends that are big A&M fans, Millthorpe and his wonderful wife as well.
Oh, yeah, they live in College Station, and they have season tickets. They're there all the time. Kathy graduated from there in finance, and so that's home for them now. And, yeah, he's a big A&M fan.
She worked with the LPGA for many years. Has she retired from there?
Nope, she's still working with chief executive financial officer for the LPGA. She went to NASCAR for a little while and then back to the LPGA. Mike keeps telling me she's going to retire one year, but we yet to see that. They like her so much, but, yeah. But, yeah, got to pull for A&M today in the 12th man, and it's going to be tough at home, like Barry said.
Well, no doubt. I want to talk about some of these others, but you mentioned NASCAR. And, of course, sad news, Greg Biffle passed away in that plane accident the other day. He and I guess some parts of his family in that as well. So keep them in your thoughts and prayers for sure. All right, let's talk. Let's move in. By the way, the winner of the Miami-Texas A&M game will take on number 2 Ohio State in the Goodyear Cotton Bowl on December the 31st. So, but I'm with you. I think both of y'all, I've got A&M on this one. Texas A&M should win it. They got a good offense, good defense. Of course, we know what Elko, the coach, has done there. And I believe that Texas A&M gets the win there. All right, let's move to the 2:30 game on TNT, True TV. Tulane taking on number 6 Ole Miss there in Oxford. And I'll tell you, that's a tough place to play.
Absolutely. Our son graduated from Ole Miss and been in that stadium many times as a player and a spectator and a fan. And it's going to be rocking today, particularly. The kids are out for Christmas, so there's no classes going on at Ole Miss right now, but they're all coming for this game. And you got to remember, this is the very first college football playoff game in the program's history. This is a first, so it will be loud, it will be crazy, and with the Lane Kiffin thing, you're going to have your Kiffin haters out there, you know, and just cutting up, so it should be quite an environment. Tulane's in trouble, I think.
And I'd like to get your thoughts on because I don't think we've talked to you since Kiffin's made the move to LSU, but, you know, you see some of these other coaches, like Summerall for Tulane, he's staying and doing the coaching for this game. Why didn't Lane do the same thing? Why didn't he say to LSU, hey, look, let me get through the playoffs. Let me see where this goes. I'm going to be with you, but let's get through this. Let me play with these. Let me stay with these guys until we finish, and then I'll head to Baton Rouge.
Well, from what I understand, it wasn't LSU that was telling him no. It was Ole Miss.
Okay.
He asked Ole Miss to let me stay and coach through the playoffs, and they wouldn't let him. LSU said, yeah, if you're going to sign with us, go ahead and do what you got to do, and then just come on when you can, you know. So they were good about it. LSU was. Ole Miss was not. The AD was adamant in that meeting that night before he left that, nope, if you're leaving us, you're not going to coach the kids in the playoff game. So there was a lot of animosity there between the two parties. So, yeah, LSU was fine with it. Ole Miss was not.
Do you like that? Do you think that he should have stayed, the athletic director should have at Ole Miss, should have allowed him to stay and coach
and the reason,
for those kids?
That's it. You said it right there, Randy. It's what's best for the kids. And I think no matter your feelings about him leaving, I think if he would have been allowed to stay and coach those kids, it would be better for the kids. The kids wanted him there, you know, and so I think it's – of course, every AD has got their own feelings about things, but I think it would have been a better situation if he would have allowed him to stay. See how far they go. You know, they're probably going to win this one today. But their reward for winning this one, they got to play Georgia next. You know,
right.
So I don't know if they would get past Georgia as good as they're playing. But I just think it would be the best thing for the kids would have been to let him stay for the game.
Do you do you like Tulane being in this playoff?
No. Never have been, never will be. I just don't, you know, everybody's got their own feelings about this, you know, about, you know, the smaller schools giving them a chance. I think, you know, they just need to have their own playoff.
If
they don't meet a certain, you know, standard and in size-wise, I just don't think some of these schools like James Madison and Tulane can compete with the Georgias and the Ole Miss and Alabamas of the world. And, no, I was not in favor. Good for them, but – I don't think this will be much of a game.
I mean, from a high school standpoint, you were a high school coach for many years as well as a college coach, but it's almost like a 3A school playing a 7A school.
Absolutely, yeah. And nobody wants to see that, you know. Nobody wants to see that.
I mean, if Tulane were to get past Ole Miss and to play Georgia, I mean, to play two SEC teams back-to-back,
yeah,
that's going to be brutal.
You know, Ole Miss beat Tulane, what, by 30-something the first time. Well, you know, if Georgia got a hold of them, it'd probably be 60. You know, it's just – you're right. They can't go very far. They're just not the size program, you know, to compete with some of these athletes that the SEC has.
What's your thoughts on Notre Dame's Coach Freeman doing what – and the Notre Dame athletic director and that whole staff doing what they did by just saying, we're just not going to play in the bowl?
I don't like it. I didn't like that at all, that decision at all. Again, you're cheating the kids. And they may come out and say, oh, we were all together on this. You know, we don't want to go to a bowl game. But I guarantee you, those seniors, you know, they love going to bowl game. This is their last shot to play one more game. And I'm telling you, Randy, I've coached in the bowl game when I was at Tennessee. Mm-hmm. We were in the Sugar Bowl playing Miami, of all people. We played Miami. And I'm telling you, that experience of being in a bowl game, the gifts, the kids get a lot of nice things, they can keep forever. There's trips and stuff involved, and it's a lot of fun. I mean, it's a lot. Then you get to play the game, I just think the kids get cheated at Notre Dame by not going to a bowl.
Do you think, Bobby, bowl games are significant anymore? I mean, now that you have the college playoffs, you saw what? Was it Clemson? Where 26 of the guys said, "Hey, we're not gonna play in a bowl game." So, I mean, do you see the magic of these bowl games? Like we used to always, for Christmas you wanted to watch football. Okay, Thanksgiving you wanted to watch football. I mean, do you still have that same feel for a bowl game? There's a lot of bowl games going on. We'll talk about some of them, but other than the college playoffs, do you think they have the importance that they used to have?
No, and I think there was too many. 4, 5, 6 years ago, mm-hmm. Everybody wanted to have a bowl game, raise money for charity, bring people to your town. I know hotel goes up, revenue goes up, you bring in some business to the Chamber of Commerce and all that. But as a viewer and a fan, no, I'm going to play 18. I'm going to go out and play golf. I'm not going to sit there and watch two schools that I have no interest in. And there's just too many.
Yeah.
The importance of the Sugar Bowl, the Rose Bowl, the Tangerine Bowl.
And you can't keep up with them because the sponsors change every year.
Yeah.
what used to be the Golden Flake Bowl is now something else, the Car Shield Bowl. And the sponsors change. So it's hard to keep up with them.
Yeah, we did the GoDaddy Bowl, the GMAC Bowl. Now 68 Ventures Bowl. They saw Delaware and Louisiana play there at South Alabama. Delaware wins that one 20-13. But, I mean, I think it does get a little excessive. It just kind of depletes the value of these other bowl games. So, but I think what you're going to start seeing, and I like what you said a few moments ago, Barry, and the fact that it ought to be almost like high school, where you have 1A, 2A, 3A, 7A type of levels. And where does a Tulane fall? Where does a James Madison fall? Okay.
Are they two of the best 12 teams in the country?
Right.
If you ask yourself that one question, is Tulane and James Madison one of the best 12 teams, then you've got to say no. I mean, there's teams sitting out there at the house that could whip both of them at the same time. So I've always been a firm believer, if you're going to get 12 teams, get the 12 best. I don't care if they're a conference champion or not, or just best record. Get the 12 best teams in there.
Which goes to what they're going to start doing, from what I understand, is going to take wherever you rank, whatever your rank is at the end of the year, those are going to be the top 12 are going to go play. Mm-hmm. Maybe it goes to 16. But
it probably will.
And I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. I mean, but the thing is, though, again, just like in high school, whenever you play, you have a first round, second round. And, Barry, we did it with Bayside. When you go to a state mm-hmm. playoff, that is half of a season. You're playing five more games.
Exactly.
Okay?
Yep.
So that's a lot of football.
It's a lot of football. You're right.
So, I like it.
Well, now, your Southern Miss guys, your Southern Miss team, staying on what, Western Kentucky in New Orleans?
New Orleans. Bowl.
Yeah.
Well, good for them. It's all good for the players, but.
Different coach. Coach leaves, so, there you go. But, I'm happy for the players.
Well, there you go.
Ready to go.
All right. Let's take a time out. When we come back, we are scheduled to talk with Mitch McConnell. He's up next right here on Southern Fairways. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kevin Millar, and you're listening to Southern Fairways Radio with Randy Bergen. And let me tell you what, roll tide and let's go. Get that ball in the hole.
And welcome back to Southern Fairway Sports Radio Show. I am Randy Bergen, along with Sweet Swinging Bobby Hall, the director of golf here at Quail Creek Golf Club, and of course Coach Barry Gibson, Hall of Famer, and there's a lot of other things I could say.
Careful, be very careful.
Say a singer as well. a singer as well. And by the way, my sister said that her one of her favorite songs, Vehicle.
So. She got good taste.
Well,
that girl's got good taste. Way to go, Patricia.
Hey, let's go to our Bujo's Cajun Grill guest line and welcome in a good friend of ours. Mitch McConnell's on the line with us. Mitch, how you doing, my man?
Randy, I wish I could say my voice was hoarse just from yelling at the football game, but I'm overcoming a little cold, too.
Well, I got to tell you, Mitch, last night, and Bobby was on the thread that was sent out, I was not a happy camper for about 17 points, the first 17, and the team made some changes, I think defensively Will Mack made some changes that absolutely worked out well for Alabama, but I was kind of like in that mode again. Here we go again. And what is it with Oklahoma? But we made the changes and get the win, 34-24, the final in that. But assess the game for me in your view.
Well, if Coach DeBoer likes message board fodder, and he could have called his shots, he set it on fire last night, didn't he? Because it's 17 to zip. I think people are, you know, wondering, is he going to go to Michigan? Will he please go to Michigan? And then to turn it around like that, you know, it was one of the neatest things I've seen. What I liked was before the guys I talked to and since after the game, they were ready for a fight, guys. So what you saw was really some of the best competitive spirit I've seen from an Alabama team in a long time. And I think that's what impressed me the most is just the fight. It was kind of like the turnaround
right.
of the home game, you know, Oklahoma-Alabama. Outdid them in the stats, but lost the game, turnovers, and the grind that Alabama showed was impressive.
There's certainly no doubt about that at all. We're visiting with Mitch McConnell, McConnell Automotive. Coach?
Oh, yeah. Mitch, I was mentioned earlier, you know, that environment, you know, I've had an opportunity to coach and play in those kind of environments. But before the game, even the game day crew, you could tell that crowd in that stadium was electric last night. And for Alabama to go in there in that type of hostile environment, get behind, which they could have just thrown the hat up and said, oh, well, you know, it's over. To fight back like they did, particularly in Oklahoma in the front of that crowd, I thought that was one of the most impressive things I've seen in a long time.
You know, I agree. And ultimately, guys, I think nobody questions that Kalen DeBoer can coach football. They just question if he's a fit at Alabama. What's the number one thing Alabama fans want to see, Randy? Toughness, right?
Exactly.
And discipline. You want to see guys that care, that seem like they're a part of a team. That's kind of what we all love about college football to begin with. And we don't know the ceiling of this team, but I can tell you, getting to this next level, going to play the number one team, that grit that was shown last night, if Alabama can show up from the first snap, I don't think you can get down 17-0 to Indiana and hope to come back. But I just really love what I saw from – you know, special teams, the defense, everybody played together. Ty Simpson got better as the game went on. But I think the main thing you got to be happy about is just Alabama fought.
Well, and that's the thing, I think, Mitch, is the big thing is that we did not lay down, as you mentioned, Barry. Mm-hmm. We didn't lay down, throw our hands up and say, okay, it's over, we're down 17 points. We fought back. One of the big things, obviously, turnovers were big. We didn't have any turnovers. Oklahoma had one turnover. When you look at the stats, I think the stats probably were fairly close. But I think the toughness of Alabama and the grit that they had really proved to be the difference. I mean, you get 17 points. Actually, you get, 27 unanswered points the second and third quarter. And then you go in the fourth quarter, you get that final touchdown. But talk a little bit about, you mentioned Ty Simpson. I mean, the difference in the way he looked in that ball game than the way he looked in the last ball game is to me, was two different individuals.
Yeah, and, you know, ultimately, guys, he's been dealing with a pretty serious injury in his spinal column. And what you saw was a guy who was healthier as well, not just mentally better, but healthier. And that's the good news moving forward. What I would love to know is how in the world does Alabama put us through so much drama, Randy? Because it's down 17-0. It wasn't just losing. It was looking like they were going to get run out of the stadium. And, you know, Lotzier Brooks, a true freshman, shows up. But, Randy, actually the stats were 362 to 260 total yards.
Yeah.
So Alabama got outgained, but they did not get outgritted. And I don't think they're probably a much tougher maybe than Kyle Field here in a second place to play, man. And I think the future could be bright. Alabama could be starting something, and I think they're ready for this Indiana challenge. I really think they'll be ready.
Well, I hope so. I mean, you know, one of the things as an Alabama fan, growing up as an Alabama fan, and Barry, I know you're an Alabama fan. Bobby, you're an Alabama fan as well. But we grew up saying, okay, we may be down, but we know we're going to come back and win. You knew you were going to come back and win, all right? We haven't had that feeling quite some time. I mean, again, Bobby, you were part of the thread last night. I didn't have that feel when we were down by 17. Prove me wrong. But we need. I'd love to have that feel back. Is saying, hey, we're down, but we got the confidence we can come back and win.
Well, Randy, I can tell you, I've got one good friend out in Houston, Texas, big Alabama fan. You know who he is, Mark Harris. He texts mm-hmm. and then down 17-0. He goes, somebody. And I'm a Christian, but somebody needs to walk me off the ledge I just stepped on to. it felt ominous, like something really bad was going to happen. And quite frankly, the way they fought, I would have been okay had they lost. But if you heard what Kane Womack said, boys, last night after the game, it was probably the most significant thing. He said, last year this team didn't really know how to fight. And ever since mm-hmm. the last offseason, that's what they've been working on, is that mentality. And you know, when you see some guys step up, who'd have thought Ryan Williams one catch for 5 yards, but Alabama still won. So
and that's something I want to talk about for sure. Is Ryan Williams. We're visiting with Mitch McConnell, McConnell Automotive, Barry.
Yeah, Mitch, the thing that I see looking ahead, going into the Indiana game, it's going to be one of those games that's going to be just physical, really, really physical. Indiana is, they got some dudes, man, that get physical. Alabama got physical last night. As a former wide receiver, though, I'm going to tell you, the thing Alabama can't do is drop passes against Indiana. These receivers have got to do a better job of catching the football. And like I said, I know they're doing a lot of blocking as well, but against an Indiana, that's going to hurt them. I mean, they won't get away with that against Indiana. They've got to make those catches. Now, there was a great catch made, you know, that really I thought turned the game around. Just too many drop passes. And if you do that against an Indiana, you're going to struggle.
I agree with you. You know, and with Shep moving on to the next job, not having your wide receiver coach, how much of an effect is that? But, guys, Ryan Williams is one of the most talented kids probably, even in the NFL if you compare talent. But somehow mentally he's just been a different guy this year, and catching the ball on his shoulder pads, doing things like that, but it seemed to bleed over a little into Orton, maybe even one time with Jeremy Bernard, but Quavis is sure-handed. I think these guys can pull it together, and you're right, there'll be a smaller margin for error, but I think the mental edge, boys, I just don't think Indiana wants to play a ticked-off Alabama team that looks like they just came out of a locker room brawl with black eyes ready to fight again, and that's kind of what's exciting is to see.
Well, let me ask you this, Mitch. Let me ask you this now. That's a good point. With Cignetti coaching at Alabama before under Saban, don't you think he's going to have something to say to his kids about how Alabama plays and how they are the atmosphere or not really not the atmosphere, the attitude, because he coached there. So what do you think about that, Cignetti, how he prepares Indiana for Alabama since he has coached at Alabama before?
I think that's certainly an edge, and you know what it really will be is, even though they're number one in the country, Indiana hadn't been there in football for very long, guys. So the intimidation factor is the one thing I think you will not see, and Cignetti will make sure of that. He'll say, hey, guys, I've been at Alabama. They're not as good as us. So I expect Indiana to come out ready to play. But I just think Alabama carries a mental edge playing anybody right now, just based off what they've been through all season and what they've overcome.
Yeah, I got to ask you this. Mendoza, the quarterback for Indiana, of course, he wins the Heisman Trophy. Does the jinx come in? Does it play? Does it play in this matchup?
Well, I don't know in what universe that kicker last night could miss that kick. It was kind of like a kitchen wedge from 120 put in the hand side. It's a big old green. If you just hit the green, you win. And somehow that guy that hadn't missed a green in 82 rounds of golf, misses that field goal. And I think maybe there's something mystical on Alabama's side right now, boys. I don't know, but I do like the fact that it's in the Rose Bowl. And I think Alabama would rather be playing Indiana than Georgia or Ohio State. Yep. So it's a good draw.
Yep. Mitch, we only got about 2 minutes left here, but I got to talk defensively. Dante Lawson, young man from Mobile, played at Mobile Christian. I mean, he has just been a standout on that defense. Of course, he's one of the captains. Talk about his level of play.
Deontay's been a leader, boys. I mean, it's really the off-the-field stuff I hear about him that makes me proud of him, is the guy really does want to win, and he wants to be a part of the team, and he's pulling his weight. But you saw some guys like Keon Keeley step up last night, too. Some guys that have been on that team for a lot of years who really want this. They know what it feels like to lose and to feel irrelevant. And these guys aren't going to be going to the Rose Bowl to not beat Indiana. And I think it's going to be a great matchup. But I do think Deontay Lawson has been a real key. And there have been a few other guys like Keon Saab as seniors that have been real leaders on that team. Keenan as well, Keenan Allen.
All right, Mitch, exit question here. As you run through the college playoffs and we get down to the final game, the championship game that'll be down in Florida, who do you have playing in that ball game?
Randy, put me on the spot because I really, up until last night, the way Alabama won, I kind of had Indiana versus Ohio State. And I think that's where the easy money would go, but I have a hard time betting against Georgia. So I'm going to put Georgia in there. And, you know, this is going to make a lot of people mad, but I'm just going to get wild and say that Alabama's going to sneak its way in there. It's going to be a three-peat of the Alabama-Georgia game. And Georgia does want to play Alabama coming off a loss to them, you know. Doesn't work out well for Georgia when that happens. Or Alabama.
Now, how many times does that happen where you play a team three times in the same year?
I mean, it's wishful thinking, but I think Alabama's already overachieved this year, guys. But you got a fighting chance with three games to go, two more to get there. And I think, you know, Oregon is a better matchup for Bama than some of the other ones, too. So let's just see how it goes. But right now I have a hard time betting against Georgia making it to the finals.
Yeah, I hear you, man. I hear you. Hey, Mitch, we got about 30 seconds. What's going on over at McConnell Automotive?
Man, just the best time of the year to buy a truck, Randy. People out there that have got a Silverado, an F-150, something like that. We've got rebates. We got low interest rates, and we have a selection, AT4, AT4X, everything that GMC fans would love to look at. And we've even got some Yukons in stock, and we're ready to give them away at Santa Claus prices. So don't miss out. And we really mean that. This is a great time of the year. Get tax savings for some people. So go to our website, McConnellAutomotive.com, shop it. And, you know, we promise to make it really easy to get as good a deal as you'll do. If you shop 10 dealerships, we'll make it easy for you just coming to one.
And you see him on TV. He says, no shenanigans. It's hassle-free buying right
That's
there
right.
in McConnell Automotive.
Except
I am sending
on the golf course, Randy. Plenty of shenanigans on the golf course.
Well, hey, we're sending Barry over to see you here in a little bit. He's got a 25th anniversary coming up tomorrow, and he needs to buy his lovely Robina vehicle, and it needs to be coming from McConnell Automotive.
Happy, everybody's happy. And
you got that right.
Texas A&M. Let's see what Ole Miss can do without Lane Kiffin. It'll be good.
There you go. Mitch, Randy's bracket, he's got his final two is Tulane and James Madison.
Yeah. I think Randy put the farm on that.
All right, Mitch, you're a mess, man. Hey, have a good and Merry Christmas, buddy.
If you're homeless.
Amarillo by morning.
There you go. Thank you very much.
Up from Santa. I thought you'd like a little George Strait.
George Strait, absolutely.
Everything
sounds
that
like
I've
a
got
guy that I know named Barry Gibson.
What I've got.
Barry wishes he sounded like that.
Yeah, really.
You wouldn't be sitting here, would you?
No, I wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't.
I'd be in Nashville.
Oh, my goodness. Man, this hour is going by. We tell you it's the fastest hour in radio, and it just flies by. It really, really does. But thank you for hanging out with us, letting us be a part of your Saturday morning. We wish you a very Merry Christmas for sure. Bobby, before we finish up on these on the playoffs, college playoffs, what you got going on for Christmas?
Well, I'm going to do a little visiting up to Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and see my lovely, beautiful sister and her family, and my mother's still up there. I'm going to see my little brother this weekend. And that'll be it. Just relax and take the day off and visit Mama.
Well, there you go. That's what your son's supposed to do. Barry, how about you? Well, other than going and buying a car from McConnell for your lovely bride.
Yeah, after I buy that car for our anniversary, normally we either go to Tupelo, Mississippi, you know, and see her, Janae and her kids and grandkids, or we go to Jackson to see Brad and the granddaughters there. But this year we've decided just to we're just going to stay home, have a quiet Christmas, you know, at home. We have Randy, you've seen our dogs. We've got an old dog that turned 17 years old this week. Diva, a little American bulldog.
And you got that puppy whenever you were coaching at Hope. That's right.
We were the bulldogs, Hopeful Bulldogs. We got her when she was 6 weeks old. We've had her for 17 years, and she can't get around very good. You know, I mean, that's 119 in human years, you know, when you're 17 dog years. So we're going to stay, and she's hard to leave. So we're just going to have a quiet, you know, get a fire going in the fireplace and just enjoy being at home. Quiet Christmas. But I know all the kids and grandkids will be calling and FaceTiming, and we'll do all that stuff with the family as well.
That's awesome. Yeah, we're headed up to the Prattville area. We're going to see Taylor and Megan and little Tater.
And
the two beautiful little twins.
Well, they are, too.
And they like little China dolls, man. They like little China dolls. So we'll spend a little time up there. And good thing Max will be back. Thank goodness Max will be back from Thailand, so I can take some time off. Boom's working me too much, Bobby.
Yes, she is.
I know it. By the way, if you have an opportunity, go by and see Boom at Boom's Thai Kitchen there in the food court of Piggly Wiggly. She's also got Grab and Go at the Piggly Wiggly in Mobile on University and Airport. Also in Spanish Fort, coming soon to Robertsdale and to Foley. So, that's some good stuff.
Yeah,
so.
And I will say this, Bobby. We've got our Christmas tree up, and I have a Randy Bergen ornament I put on the tree. It's a likeness of Randy because they're the same size. They're about this tall.
Wow.
So I put Randy's ornament on the tree the other day.
Got a little elf hat on it?
No, we got a little visor. Got a little visor on.
Oh.
That's nice.
That's right. I used to hang Randy on my rearview mirror and take him riding with me, you know, when I go around just to hang out.
I got to tell you, and I looked for it, and if you've been with us for 17 years, you know that Bear used to come on and do a morning show with us as Fernando. And if you don't know who Fernando is, if you remember Saturday Night Live, Billy Crystal used to do that Fernando personality.
Yeah.
And Barry took that over, and it was absolutely hilarious. And he did a Randy Burgess Top 10, which was funny. I'll have to play that for you sometime, but he did a Christmas song. And I tried to find it, Barry, and I just could not find it, brother.
That's okay. It was funny. It's one of my better pieces of work. Anytime I write a song about you and guy, it's going to be funny. That's for sure. But I'm sorry you couldn't find it, man. It'd be great to hear it again. That was a fun character to do, and we had a lot of laughs with that.
Ain't no doubt. All right, let's keep going through the first round of college playoffs. Of course, today we've already mentioned the Miami and Texas A&M game. We've mentioned the Tulane and Ole Miss game. And then the nightcap tonight will be, again, it's Oregon and James Madison. I mean, I'm afraid that is going to really be ugly.
Ugly. Real ugly. Not, you know, Oregon's got too much speed, too much talent. James and Madison, they'll hang around for, you know, first 2 or 3 minutes of the first quarter. But no, you're right. It's just not a good matchup, you know, for when you're looking at college football playoffs. I just think Oregon will run all over them.
Now, I do like the matchup afterwards. I think Oregon and Texas Tech will be a good matchup.
Now we're talking.
Okay.
Now we're talking football.
I mean, I like Texas Tech. I like their offense. I like their defense. The coach is pretty good, too. Mm-hmm. So that should be a should be an interesting matchup.
They're both wide open offenses, man. Right. They throw it around. They got speed. They got great receivers and running backs. Yeah, that will be a heck of a ball game. But you got to suffer through the Oregon James Madison game to get to it. So,
well, and as you go down to the semifinals, obviously the winner of the Texas Tech and Oregon game, we're going to go ahead and give Oregon the win on tonight's ball game. They will play the winner of the Alabama Indiana game, and you could pick. I mean, pick which one. You want Alabama and Oregon? You want Alabama and Texas Tech? Indiana and Oregon, Indiana and Texas Tech, going to be a good ball game either way you go.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Thoughts, Bobby?
Well, narrowing it down, those will be the better ball games, that's for sure. By the way, do you have in front of you, because I'm not computer savvy at the moment, what these games, when will they be played? I know, when is the Rose Bowl being played?
Yeah, thank you. I should
tell fans what to look forward to in the future. What?
Thanks.
When are they coming on?
Thanks, Bobby, for pointing that out right live on air.
You're the guru, man.
The producer, Steve, we have a new producer here. Okay, the Capital One Orange Bowl, which will be Texas Tech and probably Oregon, that'll be on January the 1st at 11 a.m. You'll be able to watch that on ESPN. Alabama and Indiana will be the Rose Bowl. That will be on January the 1st. That'll be a 3 o'clock game. All right. The All-State Sugar Bowl, which will be Georgia and the winner of the Tulane Ole Miss game. We're going to probably go ahead and give that to Ole Miss. Mm-hmm. That will be on January the 1st. That will be a night game on ESPN. And Ohio State and the winner of the Texas A&M Miami game, which will be the Goodyear Cotton Bowl, will be on December the 31st at 6:30. You'll see that on ESPN.
Yep. Okay. You know, I have to say, if A&M goes ahead and meets Ohio in the Cotton Bowl, that'll be home field advantage for those Aggies, all being around from Texas. Mm-hmm. So that will be a little bit of an edge against Ohio State. That'll be a good one, too.
Yep. And I tell you, we haven't said the G word much. Georgia, you better look out for Georgia. Matter of fact, I would not be surprised if they win at all. The way they're playing right now, if Georgia could go all the way.
You think Gunnar Stockton can make it?
I do. I think their defense and they're as physical as they are, gets them there. But who knows?
And obviously the experience, coaching experience with Kirby. Smart and being there, and he's got them going in the right direction. There's no doubt about that.
When I watched them in the SEC championship game against Alabama, I mean, if they play like that, you know, they could go all the way, man. They're very, very physical, and they play hard.
Yeah. Hey, Bobby, before we get out of here, what is a very good golf tip? Is that, well, the weather's perfect to be out playing golf. What's a good golf tip?
Pick your foursome.
a little inside joke there. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I tell you, you know, the big thing right now about golf, the temperature's down. You know, we have a beautiful sunny day today, but you got to let your personal effects. I can hit that 7-iron 150, just back off a little bit. I had to do that yesterday. Normally where I'm hitting an 8, I'm hitting a 7. It's a little cooler, so the ball's going to drop a little bit more. We had the rain last week, so some of the greens in some of the area will soften up a little bit, you know. And there's no need to be short. If you're short 20 yards, what's the difference if you're long 20 yards? You still got to chip it back. I always say hit the club that'll get you there. You know, and use good judgment, wind at your back or wind in your face, but it's a little cooler now, so club up. It'd be my tip going into the fall.
Now, you've put in some new greens here.
Yes.
And they are putting pretty doggone spanky.
Yeah, we put in Tiff Eagle on the front. They're doing well. We're having a little trouble on the backside since it's the old Tiff Dwarf, and superintendent overseeded them. They're a little bumpy and shaggy, but next year we're going to put those in beginning in May. They'll redo the backside. We'll have Tiff Eagle. And so another year or so, it's going to be really good out here. Fairways are in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
We do get a lot of play out here. Call ahead for a tee time. That's the best to do out here at Quail Creek. We're kind of old-fashioned. We take tee times over the phone, put it on the tee sheet. And kind of like Mitch McConnell, no hassle, no struggles. Come on out.
No shenanigans.
We'll work in.
You got a pretty good staff in here, too. I mean, you got Tim Grissett in here, Big O.
Olin, girls in the grill, Mandy, Casey, Katie. They're all doing a great job. Annette. Yeah, I'm very fortunate, and my cart staff outside, Susan Helms, and all the people that work outside. I'm fortunate when I can say I don't have a key to my golf shop. I don't have to open, don't have to close, I just have to manage. I am a pretty fortunate guy.
Yes, you are. Hey, we're fortunate to have some great sponsors of the show. Of course, McConnell Automotive. We want to thank Strixon Golf, Boudreaux Cajun Grill, Glen Lakes Golf Club, and Foley. Go by and see our buddy David Musial over there as well. You'll have a blast. Also, thanks to Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai, Kraft Farms Golf Course in Gulf Shores, of course, the only Arnold Palmer signature design course in Alabama. Let's not forget Peninsula, all great places to play. I want to thank Lisa Johnson Realtor, CETO, Fairhope Golf Works, the J.T. Piron, and Master Club Fitter Avery Reed. You want to play a little better golf, set up an appointment today. Get those clubs. And how important is get the right club, Bobby? Yeah,
exactly right. I could wear your coat, you could wear mine, but they don't fit exactly right. Get fit. You can buy clubs off the rack, but they don't fit you. They're not the right length. They're not the right lie angle. They're not the right flex. Go by and see JT and Avery. I agree with that 100%.
Absolutely. We want to thank y'all out here at Quail Creek as well. It's been fun being out here. Thanks to Boomstye Kitchen and the food court at Piggly Wiggly in Fairhope. Keith Mitchell with Global Life Insurance and the PSR Radio Network. It has been a blast out here today. Thank you for hanging out with us, letting us be a part of your Saturday morning. We hope and wish you a very, very Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Gee, thanks for being here, man.
Hey, man, thank you for having me on your Christmas show. Merry Christmas to my two brothers here, Bobby and Randy. Love being with you guys.
Thank you, Barry.
Hope y'all have a blessed holiday season, guys.
Bobby, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you.
Love you guys.
We want to thank our producer, Steve Stanley, as well. Steve, have safe travels on your trip as well. Until next week, I'm Randy Bergen. Have a great day. Merry Christmas. We'll see you next week right here on Southern Fairway Sports Radio. Bye-bye, everybody.